Well, I'm glad to see you all this morning. Let's see. So, why do we have church today? You, Rebecca or Andrew or John?
It's St. Matthew's Day.
Yeah, that's right. St. Matthew. Do you remember who St. Matthew was?
He was an apostle or
What is an apostle? Yeah, that's a tough question, huh? Well, an apostle is one of the 12 disciples, right? So Matthew was one of those 12 disciples. And an apostle, there's a few other people that we call apostle as well. And the word means sent one. So if they're sent by Jesus, they're called an apostle. If they're sent by the church, they're called an apostle. But it's people that kind of had some interaction with Jesus were known as apostles.
Yeah.
So if you didn't meet Jesus, then you weren't typically called an apostle. You were a bishop. You were put in charge. Yep, that's right. Now, with a story that we read, we were using the old language. Do you remember who was Saint Matthew before he met Jesus? What did he do? Any idea, John?
No.
He was a tax collector.
Yeah. Oh.
So he would sit there, and people would come by and pay taxes to him.
Yeah.
So, and in Jesus' day, what was that?
I think he learned that he should not do that.
Well, that's partly true. Partly true. The story is pretty complicated, because in Jesus' day, it was Israel.
Yeah.
But the people in charge were the Romans.
Oh, so it was not.
Yeah,
and
so
those were the people who did not like Jesus.
Yeah. They liked law and order.
Yes.
And they ruled pretty hard. So
yes.
Jesus, so the Jewish people who were native to Israel didn't like the fact that somebody else outside of their country was in charge. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's kind of like if someone came into your family and said, well, your mom and dad are no longer in charge. I'm in charge now.
It's kind of like when we're learning about history, and then, like, there are these people who are already at England, and then these people came over, and they're like, this is no longer your home, it's ours.
That's exactly right.
Even though they were there before them.
That's right. So Matthew was... he was a Jewish person, but he was collecting taxes for the Romans. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, do you think the other Jews liked him? No, because he was working for the bad guy.
And I didn't know. This back it on again.
And what?
This back it on again.
I'm not sure. But
he's talking about his sweatshirt.
Oh. Well, so the other problem is, how did a tax collector make their money? How did they? Were they paid a salary by the Romans?
No.
That's good, Andrew. You're right. They weren't paid a salary. They would charge people more than their taxes in order, and then they would take their money from other people's taxes.
Yeah.
And it was very tempting for them to charge a lot more than the taxes.
They're basically stealing.
That's right. That's right.
If they're doing
work, then they need to get paid. But if you're getting paid way much
more than you need to,
that's right. Then that's not right. So the tax collectors, if you were a Jewish tax collector for the Romans, you were not liked very well by the other Jews. You were hated because you were a traitor and you were a cheat.
Kind of like King George.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the story of Matthew then, Jesus comes to Matthew when he's collecting taxes and he says, follow me.
Yeah.
What does Matthew do?
Follow me.
He gets up and follows Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He realizes that he hasn't been a very good person.
And
then he says, well, Jesus, come to my house. Let's have a dinner.
Yeah.
And so Matthew invites all of those other friends who were kind of outcasts like he was.
And that's how they became disciples?
Well, that's how Matthew became a disciple.
Oh.
But Jesus went into the house, and it says he ate with publicans and sinners. So publicans were the tax collectors, and sinners were people who were not living right.
Yeah.
And the religious leaders said, Jesus, you shouldn't do that. These are tax collectors and sinners. And Jesus said, well, guess what? I came for these people.
Yeah.
Because he's the Son of God.
Yeah.
And now, that's right. And he came, it says, I came to heal the sick. The well don't need healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
You don't go to the doctor when you're feeling well.
Yes.
Well, maybe for a checkup, but, you know.
Yeah.
You usually go when you're not feeling so good.
Yeah.
Well, that's sin is like a sickness to us in some senses, and Jesus comes to heal us that are sick. What? Yeah. So, now Matthew, do you think people understood that he wasn't a very good person before he knew Jesus?
Yeah.
Because his what he did, everybody could see that he was a tax collector, right?
And he stole money.
Yeah, and he stole money. That's right. Basically, so they knew that he was a bad person and they didn't like him.
Giving money for the wrong reason.
That's not nice. That's right.
And giving money for overpaying people is not a good thing.
No, that's right. So, but when we read our epistle lesson this morning, when it starts out, it says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
Yeah.
So St. Paul says, I'm not going to be deceitful about what I am. I'm going to be open. We all do things that aren't nice and aren't right.
Yeah, and we need to get better jobs.
Well, you know, when we know that we've done something wrong, we can either try to hide it.
Yeah. No.
Or we can tell our parents or tell other adults around us. It's like, yeah. I made a mistake. I did something wrong. I sinned. And I need to make things right. I need to be forgiven.
Yeah.
Right. So we have a tendency to hide things. Matthew, he didn't have anything to lose except turning his back on not doing those wrong things anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, Matthew was kind of deceitful when he was charging people, and that deceit needed to come out.
Yes.
And so he
decided to change.
That's right. He decided to change. And that's what we're being encouraged to do today. That when we do things wrong, the Bible uses the word repent. It means turn around.
Yeah.
And stop doing those wrong things and start doing good things and following Jesus like Matthew did. Yeah. It's sometimes easier for us because we can hide the things that we do. So our deceit is because we hide our sin.
Yeah, but God always knows.
That's right. And even our very first prayer that we said this morning, it escapes me off the top of my head. Turn back to the page a few. Unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So God knows.
Yeah.
So should we be afraid to come to Him?
No.
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 It means we have to humble ourselves.
Yes.
We have to realize that God knows, and our confession helps us to get right with Him.
Yeah, and that's not possible.
Well, it is possible because of Jesus.
But if it's like this, it doesn't matter.
Well,
you can't loop around what happens.
So today we think about St. Matthew. We remember that he repented from his old ways of cheating people and being a traitor, and he turned to Jesus. He followed him, and that's what we're called to do today.
and turn around.
Don't continue in the things that we hide.
Yeah.
But turn around and follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.